Father Hurston, here we are in service for the second time. Three stages to go. You're leading by about 46 seconds. Is it as comfortable as it sounds?
We're a bit surprised at the lead, to be honest. But it's still tricky enough out there. We need to watch ourselves. The car is not misfiring any longer, but we're running her on road mode just to make sure she's not misfiring, and at least we can drive her to some sort of rhythm to the car. But yeah, I mean, still three stages to go. Tricky conditions, so we're not say we're there yet, like.
Yeah. You mentioned the conditions. How bad are they? Because we've seen spells of rain here that's been torrential on around the service area and up at the end of the first stage. What's it like to try and control a WRC, you know?
Well, it's not so much the rain. There's not an awful lot of rain, but the roads are still wet. And the problem is there's a lot of shiny tar with standing water in that shiny tar. So, you know, it's hard to know where to brake, hard to know how to commit to the corners. And then there's other places the grip's not too bad, you know, so it's just getting that balance right.
So what's the plan now for the next three to get it home?
Well, I think we're going to try and just do what we did in the last three, drive her and try and get around, you know, enjoy it as much as we can.
What's been your best result previously in Donegal?
Never had any result in the Harvest Stages, believe it or not.
Right.
Going back a number of years, I think we finished third overall in the Donegal International, but that's quite a while ago. But I've never actually managed to finish this, so hopefully we'll be okay this time.
Best of luck with the next three, Patrick.
Thanks very much, yeah.
Ryan Loughran, third overall with three stages to go. What was that last loop like for you?
Oh, it was alright, it was good. It was a pity to see Kevin gone there now in that last one. It's good. Yeah. Enjoying it.
Yeah, what happened, Kevin? Maybe you might be able to let us know the car. Was it a case of the car just slipping off the road with the shiny tire?
Well, I'm not sure. The bank seemed to be rubbing the left hand side and he was parking the right, so he was wagging us all on, so I'd say he slid wide or something and just rubbed the bank.
Yeah, I suppose it's the type of rally that anything can happen. You've been gradually moving up through the places there today.
It is. At any one time, you're only miles away from being all over. The pace is definitely hot to you out there with them boys, and Damien's chasing us there still, so. Yeah. It's a long rally yet, still three stages to go, so anything can happen.
We have to mention your Donegal connection because you've got Brendan McElhaney on board beside you.
Brendan's doing a fantastic job there, so hopefully we get to the finish now.
Yeah, what's the plan then for the next couple?
Oh, flat out again, flat out. We'll have to keep this man behind us. So.
All right then, best of luck with Ryan.
No bother, thanks.
Back in service, Joe McGonigal, second overall. There's about 46 seconds rather to Patter in front of you, but you're controlling second position at the moment. Are you content?
Yep, reasonably content. At the end of the day, Patterson World Rally Car would hope to maybe be a bit closer, but you know, there's not much we can do there.
Yeah. Well, some of the stage times you were, there was only a couple of them at the last one, wasn't it?
Last stage was only a few tenths, but you know, we're pushing, just trying not to overstep the mark.
Yeah. Really wet, shiny, difficult conditions. Do you like this sort of stuff, do you?
Sometimes, not today. It's real, real tricky today. There's a lot of muck being pulled out. Some bits are unbelievably sloppy. And it's left a tire choice is an impossibility. You know, where maybe we'd really want to be on a cut slick. I'm afraid to go out in case it rains or we get caught out in a really sloppy section. So, looks like wets again.
Yep. Kevin slipped off the road, so there's a bit of daylight, is there now, between you and Ryan in third?
I think we've 50 odd seconds, you know. I feel sorry for Kevin, he was flying as per usual. But he just doesn't seem to have much luck in his own county.
Yeah. What are you going to do now then for the next three? Because you're 46 behind, you're 50 odd ahead of the man behind you, so you have to control things now to the finish, which can be a hard thing to do in rallying terms.
Yeah, if we drive at exactly the same pace as the last time, there was no real big scares the last time, that'll be enough.
Yeah. And listen, you're still in with a shout of winning this, because anything can happen in rallying over about 40 odd kilometres.
I'd rather not see anything happen, you know. I like Patter, he's a great fella and a very quick driver, so. Yeah. I'd be happy enough if things stay the way they are.
Well, listen, get it home on the way back to Marble Hill.
Thank you.